The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Debt Free for Good.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, Dayton. Thank you so much for listening to us today on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. As a reminder, it is 4:07, not 3:07, so take that moment to change your clocks if you need to for daylight savings time. We're here in the studios with the founders of Debt Free for Good, Jeremy Adam and the Kyle Williams. Thanks for joining us, guys. And as our host today, we have Jordan Connect, author of Embrace the Chase. Guys, what are we talking about today?
Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate you bringing us in there. Those of you that are listening at home, we appreciate you for tuning in this week. This week, we're going to be talking about the four debt assassins and what you need to watch out for with the four of those if you want to become wealthy. And the guy who came up with it himself is here in the studio. We got Jeremy. Go on ahead, kind of explain to us what are these four debt assassins in order, and then we'll kind of jump in and go through each one.
Well, thank you, Jordan. You can refer to these, we call these back and forth, the four debt assassins, the four wealth assassins. Really, it comes down to four basic things that you are going to encounter when you're trying to pay off debt, when you're trying to keep a little bit of the hard-earned money that you've earned. And we call those the four wealth assassins. The first one of those is risk. So Kyle Williams, the Kyle Williams, when I talk about risk, what comes to mind for you?
Well, in a lot of cases, risk is something that you just simply cannot control. It's just things that are outside of what you can handle.
So when you say cannot control, there are sometimes risks that you can control simply by not participating. Before I got married and a little pudgier, I used to do a lot of extreme type of sports, which involve risk.
Yeah.
I do not do those anymore, so I'm probably not going to get hurt skiing next weekend. I don't think my ski boots would even fit anymore. But there are different things that we can do to control our exposure to risk. But a lot of the times it's about mitigating the things that we cannot control that can put you at risk. For instance, when you're driving, things like that, you can't control what other people are doing, right?
Well, to use that as an example, when you're driving, no, you can't control other drivers, but you can control yourself.
Right.
I mean, we can ride, or we can put on our own seatbelt. We can control how fast we're driving. You can control if you're obeying traffic laws, that kind of stuff. I mean, those are risks that you can control.
Well, and that brings me to the next part about risk is one of the main things that we do to is to look at our exposure. You know, exposing yourself to the risks of that. But I don't want to get too bogged down too much into that. A lot of people can understand those things. Don't drink and drive. You won't expose yourself to that risk, right?
Yeah.
And then liability. Mm-hmm. So liability is a term that There's a lot of different ways that people will describe liability. In this particular case, what we're talking about is that things that you're responsible for, not necessarily just financial liability, but things that you're responsible for. If you buy a horse, you have a 20-year liability, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a kid, you have at least an 18-year responsibility there too.
Right. I think that's been moved up to 24 though.
I don't know.
Okay.
For my parents, it's 38 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
My mom and dad is almost 40 with me.
Right, yeah. So no, it's but those are the different types of things. So like I said, we don't want to get too bogged down. Now, Jordan, let's talk about the next of the wealth assassins, and that's interest.
Yeah, of course. So for those of you that are listening at home that kind of want an outline of what we're going through today, it's RIFT, R-I-F-T. So R stands for risk, I is interest. So if we're going to talk about interest, there's a lot of different types of interest that people are aware of, but some that people are not so much aware of. And what one of them that I specifically want to explain today, for those of you that don't know what it is, it's called an amortization schedule. Excuse me. So what that basically means is, you know, let's use a home mortgage, for instance. This is probably the most common one. If using simple math, you have $100,000 on a home mortgage, and let's say the interest rate is 5%. You're paying 5% over the course of a year. So it's an annualized interest rate. So roughly, you're going to pay around $5,000, if we're using simple math, over the course of the year. But what most people don't understand is that amortization schedule. What you're doing when you pay a fixed payment, so let's say they tell you, I don't know, your mortgage payment's $1,000 a month. Of that $1,000, a majority of that goes towards interest. And what people don't understand, like, well, why is the majority of that going towards interest? Well, you take $100,000, you divide it by the 12 months, and then do 5% of that. That makes up the bulk of your payment. And next month, whatever you still have left on that principal is what they will then use again when they figure out how much interest you owe. This is why it takes, you know, 20 some years for you to finally get to the point where that 5% isn't being impacted as much when you're paying your loan per se. And the most of it doesn't go to the principal until the last 10 years. So right. An amortization schedule is essentially a way for the bank to make all their money up front, because they're, as you said, taking the risk on you. If you want to get out of paying so much interest, you need to attack that principal.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of other ways, you know, credit cards have high interest rates. What most people aren't aware of is we're in a rising rate environment, which means as the Fed decides if they're going to keep raising our rates, or they may lower them, or they may keep them as is, your credit cards are what are called variable interest rates, which means as prime rises, it's going to keep going up. So if you get a statement in the mail, it's saying, hey, by the way, we just want to let you know that we've raised interest rates. That's not anything you've done per se. That's just the world that we live in. So you need to pay attention, because some of those interest rates can get upwards to 25%. And I know it's over the course of a year, but 25% is insane. You know, if you make 100 grand a year, let's just imagine you're throwing 25 grand out the door in interest. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely. And it's what we like to tell people is, you need to understand the way that your interest is calculated, but not necessarily be an interest rate chaser, because interest rate is a measurement that we use to determine interest volume. But interest volume is really what you want to be using to be, because interest rates matter because you want to know how much interest you're going to be paying, right?
Correct.
So the number that you want to come up with is just the interest volume. Because you'll pay a ton of money on a 4% mortgage over the length of that mortgage, but the interest rate itself sounds fantastic.
It's true. I mean, if you look at a typical mortgage, let's say the $100,000, for instance, again, over the course of those 30 years, you guys aren't paying off $100,000. What you're paying is closer to $300,000, if not more, which is insane, because if you were to take that same amount of money and invest it somewhere else, you'd be able to make way more back, for those of you that are listening. So that's kind of the pros and cons where we've talked about in the past, owning versus renting. Some of you that are listening right now are thinking, yeah, well, I don't have to deal with an amortization schedule. I don't own a home. Or some of you are thinking, I didn't even know that thing existed. But if you're thinking about renting or are renting, it's not the end of the world, because there's a lot of price savings you can do when you rent. Like Kyle was saying earlier today, you know, if something goes out at your home, you're responsible for it. You have to go down, you have to fix it, you have to go to the warehouse, whatever it need be, go to the store, figure out on YouTube how to do whatever the heck it is. But if you rent, you can just call somebody and they'll come over and fix it.
I cannot tell you how many times I've been underneath a sink wishing I was a renter. Like, yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, as homeowners, there are things that happen around your house that you wish you didn't have to deal with.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. It's part of the fun. Do we want to discuss anything else about interest? Or?
No, I think we can move on to fees.
Okay.
So fees, Ashley, do you want to kind of talk about fees?
Well, they're everywhere, for starters.
Sure.
If you have any type of bank account, any type of credit card, if you have students, kids in college, there are all sorts of college fees that I didn't know about until I went to college. And just other general fees that are out there. So I think when we talk about debt assassins, you never want to have to pay out any more than you really need to. And so knowing about these fees and keeping an eye on your money can really help kind of keep some of your wealth for yourself.
So what are some of the fees associated with like having a bank account?
Well, if you don't meet certain qualifications, your bank will actually charge you a maintenance fee. And that's just a monthly fee for to have their bank account. They have a minimum balance fees. If you don't maintain a certain amount in your bank account, they'll charge you for that. And a lot of these are pretty standard bank to bank, so these aren't anything that is unique to any one financial institution. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere, and being aware of them can really help. For credit cards, your balance transfer. A lot of people are pretty good about, you know, getting a new card and pulling the balance over to the new one with a lower interest rate, mm-hmm. But they end up paying a lot on that balance transfer. So
yeah, you've really got to watch that. There, that can really burn you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, credit card roulette, generally not something we would suggest. Can be useful, but yeah, you're right. Those balance transfers can eat you. Or cash advance, using it for cash advance.
Mm-hmm. And if you travel overseas or just out of the country, there's foreign transaction fees that'll mm-hmm. happen. So just being aware of those fees and doing what you can to mitigate them are good. College kids going off, did you know they have an orientation fee to go and take you around the campus and show you everywhere? You can anywhere from $50 to $250 is pretty standard. And then in addition to that, freshman fee. Freshmen typically use a lot of the student supports programs, and so they charge all freshmen, whether you use them or not, a fee to maintain those programs. So on top of just tuition, there's added fees at colleges. And then, of course, any other regular fees with other companies you use, paying your bills late can mm-hmm. incur a fee, return check fee, a disconnect or reconnect fee for your services. There are a lot of them out there, and being aware of when you're going to get charged for them can go a long way in how you use your money.
Yeah, and it's funny because it sounds it's amazing. $5, $6, $3 transaction fee, all these different little things over and over again. And some of these are not small. Mm-hmm. I have to pay $4 to pay my water bill.
Yeah, fees to pay your bill.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Why don't you provide a payment gateway for me that doesn't require a fee? Or just tell me you're charging me that $4 in the price. It's
for those of you that are listening right now, we've gone through RIF of our RIFT kind of matrix here. So risk, interest, and fees. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the T. And trust me, the T is the one that you guys all want to know about. But reason why we're bringing these up today is if you guys are trying to get out of debt, you have to understand if you have so much money coming in each month, you need to know where the heck it is going when it is leaving that bank account. So that's why we're going through these today. And again, don't forget the T when we come back is the one that you are definitely looking for. Again, thank you for listening to WHIO AM 1290 News 95.7. You're listening to Debt Free for Good. We'll see you after the break.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Your basement is damp, dirty, and not somewhere you want to spend time. You've tried other flooring only to have to replace it again and again. Nature Stone is the only solution that will stand up to flooding and water damage. It has a higher insulation rating than carpet and is warmer than linoleum, vinyl, wood, or tile. Only Nature Stone will never have to be replaced. It's easy to clean and comfortable, too. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
With Lee's, homestyle can happen anywhere. Spring for a deal on a famous meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken with our 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Feed your family famously with 10 juicy, honey-dipped, hand-breaded breast strips, 2 large sides, and 5 fluffy biscuits. Get a sit-down meal made easy and bring home fresh, famous flavor the whole family will love with a 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
When the waves of retirement planning come crashing in, you need somewhere safe to go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sickles. Our team at Safe Harbor Retirement Group will guide you through those rough waters. Learn how to convert your IRA or 401k to tax-free income. This is a strategy you need to learn. Visit safeharboroh.com and schedule a complimentary strategy session with me. Let Safe Harbor be your guide to a worry-free retirement.
Looking for a new home? Log on to SipseyKline.com. View expanded full-screen images for each SipseyKline listing.
SipseyKline.com gives you the most detailed home access in real estate, where facts and better maps and search tools. But one of the best features are SipseyKline's photos. Full-screen pictures take you on tour before you walk out the door.
That's just the beginning of what you'll find at SipseyKline.com.
Hey, new moms and dads, looking for some great free activities to keep the kids active and learning? Your Greene County Public Library gives you the chance to start your children off right with baby story time, baby and toddler playtime, and baby song and rhyme time. We have an extensive children's collection with materials for every stage of reading development.
I'm Carl Colon, director of the Greene County Public Library. Discover, learn, and grow with your Greene County Public Library card. We're always open at greenlibrary.info.
It's fan-frickin-tastic! Six ribs in a basket, baby! It's frickin' madness time again! Enjoy six pork back ribs in a basket for only $7.99 for a limited time only! Catch every game broadcast as college basketball marches to the national championship! Frick is also offer 64 ounces of ice-cold domestic draft beer pitchers for only $7.50! It's fan-frickin-tastic! Six ribs in a basket, baby! For a limited time only, and only at Frickers, baby!
Less than 20% of people born with a heart defect are receiving the specialist care they need as adults. If you or someone you know was born with a heart defect, schedule a consultation at cincyhearts.org.
It will be a dry but windy day across the Miami Valley. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds and a few peaks of sunshine later. Temperatures near 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon. Thank you guys for listening to Debt Free for Good on WHIO's AM 1290 and News 95.7. On this hour, we are going to be taking viewer calls or listener calls to ask questions and kind of really just pick our brains around this RIFT way of helping you get out of debt and stay out of debt. Again, that phone number is 937-457-1290. Again, 937-457-1290. But before we left for the break, we were talking about risk, interest, and fees, and how those assassins are preventing you from getting out of debt. But the last one's T. Kyle Williams, can you kind of explain us what that T stands for?
T is everybody's favorite. It is taxes. We all have to pay them. Everybody likes them just as much, which means none of us like them. And, you know, there's so many different taxes that we pay. You know, the first one that everybody's familiar with is income tax. You get that taken out of your paycheck every single week, and it's always there. It's federal tax, state tax, local tax, school tax. They're all there, and there's nothing we can do to get away from them. So, but that is something that definitely eats into your available money every single month. The second one is sales tax, and that's going to vary just a little bit depending on where you live, because each county gets to set their own sales tax. But every single thing you buy, whether you're buying, you know, cereal at the grocery store or you're buying a car, it doesn't matter. We all have to pay sales tax. So,
well, also depending on where you live, certain states don't.
Well, yeah, but we're here in Ohio, so
yeah. In the cool state where all the cool people live, we do have sales tax.
Yep, and if you're a homeowner, we get the joy of paying property taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, I know where I live, we have to pay them every 6 months. I could pay it every single year, but there's no advantage to, so I don't want to give them any more money than I have to.
True.
But, you know, you still have to pay it. And the list of taxes that we have to pay on an ongoing basis is endless. It just simply never ends. I mean, if you look at your cable bill, there's taxes on there. You look at your phone bill, there's taxes on there. It just, you know, we pay gasoline tax. I mean, everybody pays gasoline tax, and we just recently got announced that we're going to have an increase in gasoline tax. So we're all going to see that going up at the pump here in not too much longer. I don't know exactly when it's going to take effect, but it's going to.
It absolutely amazes me that back in the 1700s, we rioted over, what was it, 2% in taxes or something?
Yeah, I've heard like 4%.
I say we like I was there or something.
Right, yeah. And of all the people in this room, you definitely were not.
Correct.
but yeah, it was. It was a very, very minimal tax.
But that's the point that we're trying to make for those of you that are listening, is that taxes are more than just the income tax that we all hear about, we all talk about. It's tax refund season. Everybody's, mine's coming here, mine's going there. It's not as much as what I thought it would be. But really, at the end of the day, there's a lot of sneaky taxes you all are not paying attention to. So again, for those of you that are listening right now, we are going to be taking callers. It's 937-457-1290. Again, 937-457-1290. But so RIFT is the acronym that we went with today that Jeremy came up with. Again, risk, interest, fees, and taxes. These four assassins are coming at you every single day, trying to prevent you from coming out of debt. So I'm going to hand it back over to you all. Of these four assassins, which one do you think right now for the average listener is the most important to pay attention to today?
Well, if I had to pick one, I would say interest. And the reason I say that is, you know, taxes is probably the one for most individuals that eats into the most, but it's also something that we really can't do a whole lot about. Interest is something that you do have a lot more control over. What do you think?
You know, I'll tell you, taxes is my particular focus a lot of the times, just because it is such a significant, the thing that you have to realize, if you ask most people what they spend the most money on in their life, what their largest amount of money they spend on, they're generally going to tell you a house. In reality, it's taxes. You're going to spend more on taxes than any other line item in your budget. So with the proper planning, you can alleviate that a lot. But I would say low-hanging fruit, I'd have to agree with Kyle, interest with possible fees, I would say, coming next. Just because, guys, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit there. You can go through, just pick one of each of these categories and chop the low-hanging fruit from those categories, and then we can...
Yeah.
Look at it.
I mean, when you're talking about fees, I mean, we listed off a number of them a little while back, and there's plenty of them that you can avoid just by really paying close attention, or at least a good amount of attention to your money. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them that we didn't mention, or maybe we did, was overdraft fees. Well, you know, just keeping an eye on your checking account on a regular basis should help you avoid overdraft fees. And yeah. You know, there's a lot of them. I know, like on credit cards, annual fees. There's plenty of credit cards out there that don't charge an annual fee. And you just, when you're looking to sign up for one, that's something you want to make sure you're paying attention to.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the one that I saw on this list that just stuck out to me, because I haven't had to pay this in a long time. It took me down memory lane. ATM fees. I'm not going to endorse my particular financial institution that I do business with until they sponsor us. but yeah, just it's nice not having to pay the $2, $3 for the usage of an ATM fee. That sounds a bit tight, but pennies become dollars.
It's true, though. It's true. But for those of you that are listening right now, again, remember 937-457-1290. We are going to be taking callers here. 937-457-1290. This is Debt Free for Good on WHIO's AM 1290, News 95.7. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
What is WHIO Triple Team Traffic? We're monitoring local road sensors and dozens of webcams with live reports from the road. Triple Team Traffic every 6 minutes on your way to work on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Mike Piazza. A number of Republicans have voted against the House of Representatives' resolution condemning bigotry and anti-Semitism. Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
But I decided to vote against it because I think it was really clearly an effort to actually protect Ilhan Omar, to cover up her bigotry and anti-Semitism by refusing to name her. The Democrats have yet to take any action to remove her from her committee.
Cheney appeared on Meet the Press. 23 Republicans responded to remarks by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar that they saw was anti-Semitic. North Korea is heating up its nuclear activity.
The news about new launch plans comes just a couple of days after the U.S. discovered Kim has rebuilt North Korea's main rocket launch site. Another worrisome sign that the situation is deteriorating rapidly in the wake of failed U.S. negotiations.
Fox's Jillian Turner. This is Fox News.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. A serious fatal crash briefly closed southbound 675 in Fairborn around 6 a.m. this morning. Emergency crews responded to a report of a two-vehicle crash on southbound 675 near Ohio 444. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, a driver of a Nissan Sentra, 25-year-old Garrick T. Copeland of Dayton, was traveling north on I-675 when he lost control, crossed into the southbound lanes, and was hit by another vehicle. Copeland was pronounced dead at the scene. A Hamilton woman has been indicted in the death of her baby last fall. 25-year-old Sarah Lynn Walden was indicted by a Butler County grand jury last week for involuntary manslaughter and child endangerment. And a dry and windy day in the Miami Valley, but it's much nicer than yesterday. Taking a look at temperatures, it's 41 degrees in Xenia, 40 degrees in Huber Heights, and 41 degrees in Dayton. You're never far from Dayton's top stories. I'm Caleb McLeod, WHIO, continuing news.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It will be a dry and a gusty day ahead. We will see wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour through the early afternoon hours. Temperatures are going to climb to right around 46 degrees. Decreasing clouds as we head into the afternoon and evening hours, and we will see partly cloudy skies and cooler conditions for tonight with lows right around 28 degrees. Breezy conditions will continue into tonight and even into your Monday forecast as well. Mostly sunny skies and breezy with temperatures into the middle to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone or iPhone? Use the Google Assistant app and say, play WHIO News.
Welcome back this afternoon for Debt Free for Good on WHIO's AM 1290 News 95.7. Again, if you would like to call in and be live on the show with us, 937-457-1290, or you can do what some of our callers have done and just call 937-457-1290 and just ask the question and they'll send it over to us. So the first question that we got during the break was, how do I pay attention to fees if I don't have access to the internet? So who wants to take that one?
I will. We have awfully good libraries in Dayton.
True.
And if you haven't been to a library for a little while, I would recommend you go. There's a lot more than just books there. There's a lot of new great events that these libraries put on. You can use the computers. I even saw kids playing games on the computers last time I was at the library. So things have changed.
Sure.
A lot since I was a little kid. First off, you have good computers now. But I'm going to use that as a segue, actually, to talk about one of my favorite library events that's actually happening this Thursday, the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Miami Township Library on Lyons Road. And Kyle, that's an event that you're going to be putting on.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be doing a seminar based on how to get out of debt. It's we typically teach people how to get out of debt in 9 years or less. And it's a free event open to the public. Anybody is welcome to come. We do request that you register. Go to our website, which is www.debtfreeforgood.com/events. And you can register for it because seating is limited. But as far as a dress code, you can, plenty of folks show up in blue jeans and a t-shirt. So that's perfectly fine. We do pretty much ask that adults come. You know, it's not something, if you want to bring your kids, they're going to be awfully bored. So
usually, and we'll be giving them cappuccino, free puppies, things like that if you bring your kids.
Yeah, that's why I don't bring my kids.
Yeah. But it's generally about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, he brings up the dress code because we did have somebody message us and ask, what type of attire. It's a library, guys. If you feel comfortable going to a library dressed like that, we're not really here to judge. But one thing we do recommend, if you're a couple, bring your partner with you.
Absolutely, because that way you're both there, you're both learning at the same time, because we all know how it is. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us, when we were in elementary school, you played the little game where somebody tells somebody one thing and it goes around a circle just to see how much it changes, because things just get lost in translation. So yeah, if you have somebody you live with, if you're married, if you have a live-in partner, then bring them along. Because we like to sit down and we like to get a chance to talk to a lot of different people because we have a lot of information we want to share.
Well, and it's just one of those things too. Like, we're talking about Rift today, or the Four Wealth Assassins. We have certain things that we like to adhere to when we're working with people. And one of our very hard and fast rules whenever we're working with people, if you have a partner that you've chosen to spend your life with, you need to commit to that. And that involves finances. And it just amazes me when people come to a meeting and their spouse isn't there. And why, I don't know. I don't understand why people would not want to work with their spouse for planning their
finances. Well, to go off what you just said, the reason why that's so important for those of you that are listening is, I don't know how many times just in my career within finance, mm-hmm. that one of the spouses took care of all the money.
Right.
And then if something was to happen to them, the other spouse is completely clueless.
Completely lost. And that's been the story so much in my professional career, of helping people sort out those messes. Because let's be realistic. Every single person in this studio right now, even though we're experts on this subject, we do have a little glaring deficiency where maybe, you know, oh gosh, we didn't exactly put that file folder back where we were supposed to. And we're the professionals at this, right? So just regular folks, guys, if you have a partner, treat them like a partner. That's more of a marriage counseling than this particular show, but it's good advice. Take it.
Sure. Again, those of you that are listening, call in at 937-457-1290, 937-457-1290. The next question that we just got presented to us was, hey, Jeremy, you said earlier you don't like balance transfers. Why?
It's not necessarily that I don't like balance transfers. I actually like balance transfers a lot. But you've really, really got to watch them. These credit card companies are fantastic at confusing the heck out of you. And if that weren't true, then I don't think our good buddy Clark would have been on the radio for as long as he has.
Sure.
If this wasn't a confusing subject. So just be real careful with balance transfers. Balance transfers can be a useful tool, just like so many things when you're talking about finances. There are a lot of things that there is no hard and fast, is this good, is this bad? And a lot of times when you have people that are looking at absolutes like that, be careful, because anything can be a tool in the right hands. But if you're looking at balance transfers, just be careful, folks. Make sure that you really put some time into learning the actual specifics of that, because there can be a ton of hidden fees or time bombs.
So I actually want to jump in on that. Balance transfers, what most people aren't aware of, there's two common fees. The first one is usually around 4%. So if you have $10,000 you want to transfer over, they'll charge 4% up front. They'll throw that on top of the $10,000, and that's now what you owe. So if you have, let's say, an 18-month credit card, you're paying 0%, quote unquote, for the next 18 months on top of that 4%. For those of you that get that credit card down to $1,000, you feel pumped, you're excited, I only have $1,000 left, my 18 months just ended, no big deal, I can tackle this $1,000 at that higher interest rate over the next month or two. Well, not necessarily, because most of those fine prints, and again, you'd have to check each one individually. I'm not speaking for all of them, but most of them will back charge you all of that interest. Of the interest rate, let's say it's now 18% for the previous 10 grand. You have to pay that off in zero before the 18 months. So again, I agree with you. It's not bad. It's just you really need to pay attention. And then I kind of want to jump in from the last question that we had. Pay attention to your statements. For those of you that are wondering, well, how do I pay attention to fees if I don't have the internet? Print your statements out. If you don't get them in the mail, go to the library, like he said, print them out, or go to the banks. Go through those items line by line, as well as with credit cards. But it looks like the next question that we have here is, what is the difference between percent of interest in volume and percent of interest in rate? And before we jump into that, again, the phone number is 937-457-1290. So what, Jeremy, or really Kyle or Ashley, anybody, what's the difference between percent of volume that I've paid in interest and the percentage rate?
Well, when you take out a loan, and we're just going to use a mortgage for an example, is they'll tell you what your interest rate is up front. It might be 4%, it might be 5%, and you know that. They always communicate that up front. And when we talk about the volume of interest, we're talking about how much of your monthly payment is going to pay interest versus pay the principal. And that's something that we had kind of covered a little bit earlier, is like, for an example, you know, to stick with the example of a mortgage, is on your first payment, a lot of times with most mortgages, somewhere between 75 and 80% of your payments right up front just simply go to interest. So at that point, that's what we're talking about, a volume of interest. Your payment might be $1,000 a month, but it's the fact that once you realize that 750 or 780 or maybe even 800 of that is actually going to interest, not principal, that's what we mean by that.
I love it. Good answer. We have John from Northwest Dayton, who is live with us right now, I believe. There we go. John from Northwest Dayton is live with us. He has a question in regards to a bank problem. John, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I can't gripe too terribly much. Actually, I'm one of those folks that I pay like an extra $100 to $200 a month on principal when I make our house payment.
Good.
And the fellow who answered the phone didn't say not to mention a company name, so I won't write up front.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
But, our mortgage wound up with one of the larger banks, who I would not have gone with them had I had any control. I refied, and our loan was sold four times in 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a pain. And finally, the third time, I said, that's it. Nobody else is getting any more money until we get settled with the bank that's going to hold on to us. And we wound up with the company we've got, who overall I'm not super unhappy, except I heard on the news somewhat recently that they had been caught in several states not properly amortizing the loans. And I've been adding an extra $100 to $200 a month of extra principal, and I've kind of been feeling the balance on the principal balance hasn't been going down fast enough, but I haven't actually worked backwards to say, okay, have they actually subtracted that much from the loan? So I was wondering, how would you check to make sure that your loan is being properly amortized?
That's a great question. First question I have back for you is, how do you monitor slash make your payments? Is this online, over the phone, in person?
I write a check every month.
You write a check every month, and then do you just mail it to their actual payment processing center?
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend, because I'm assuming this large bank is probably not located in Ohio, is that correct?
Iowa, to be exact.
Iowa, okay. What I would do is, you can call their customer service and request a copy of the amortization schedule for mm-hmm. all future payments, as well as all past payments that you've made, mm-hmm. and then go through that and compare that to the checks that you've written. Mm-hmm. Reason why I'm mentioning, and for those of you that are listening, do this frequently. If you have access to online banking, it's easier to see, but request a physical copy, because there are times where people will make mistakes and you need to catch this. That extra $100 or $200 you're making, somebody may not be putting that on principal. They could be processing that. Again, this is could. I'm not saying they are. Could be processing that towards a future payment. So what actually happens is, if you're paying $200, $300 a month extra and you think it's going towards principal, or you've specified it, if they're not, you're actually paying next month's payment $300 in advance. Mm-hmm. And next month you pay the regular payment plus $300 extra, you've now paid $600 for a future payment. And you keep going, eventually you've probably made 6, 7, 8 months of future payments, and none of that went towards principal, mm-hmm. which can be resolved, can be fixed. You just have to stay in communication with the bank and remind them, this is specified for principal, please adjust this appropriately, mm-hmm. and they'll have to manually go back and change that. But if I was you, I would call that bank and request a copy of future amortization schedule as well as all past payments.
Okay, that's simple enough. How much effort does it take to understand? Because to be honest with you, I mean, I know basically how amortization works.
Sure,
but I don't know that I'm necessarily smart enough to realize, even with it in front of me, if I was being cheated or not.
Oh, you're all good. So it's very simple the way they lay it out. If you look at past payments, it'll actually show you payment number X, how much went towards principal, how much went towards a regular payment, how much went towards interest, how much went towards escrow, how much went towards, you know, PMI if you're paying your insurance. It'll lay everything out for you. But when you look at a future amortization schedule, it actually lists it out by payment numbers. So it'll say payment number 35, and if you pay an extra $100, it may jump you towards payment 36 next month. So when you go to pay, it'll say you're actually on payment number 37. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll actually lay all that out for you, and they're required by law to submit this to you when you ask for it. But it's not as complicated as what you'd think. First time I saw it, I was a little confused, but they do lay it out pretty well. Jeremy, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, John, I just wanted to let you know, if you have a pen, and anyone else that has a pen handy, I'm going to give you a phone number. Because John, what I would offer is that if you are so inclined, we would be happy to take a look at that for you and help you work through that. The phone number is 937-600-6901. And if you would like to leave a message for us, we'll get back to you and set up a time. We'd be happy to go over all that with you.
Okie dokie. What was that again?
It's 937-600-6901. And that is the number for the office at Debt Free for Good. And for everyone else listening, that's a phone number where you can get a hold of us. It's also the phone number that you can text to get a link to register for our upcoming event this Thursday.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
And there's no fee for that, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah. You have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Clearly, John is aware of fees and fee watching.
That I was going to say, I was going to make a comment on
yep,
that.
Yep, he's one of ours. He's one of ours already. Yeah, the fee is maybe bring donuts. It depends on what day of the week it is. We'll have to work on that.
There you go. Thank you all for listening to WHIO AM 1290 News 95.7. This is Debt Free for Good. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break with some more.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
What's inside your mattress affects its price, comfort, and durability. But most mattress manufacturers won't show you what's inside their products because they simply don't want you to know. How can you know if you're getting the best value if you don't know how your mattress is made? At the Original Mattress Factory, we believe that transparency is what's best for our customers. So we have open displays of each model in our showroom, so you can see and feel the difference in our products. Visit one of our local Original Mattress Factory stores to see exactly what we're made of.
Not so long ago, all mattresses had two sides.
and for a good reason. You can flip two-sided mattresses regularly, making them last longer than one-sided mattresses. So, what happened to two-sided mattresses? In an effort to cut costs, most mattress manufacturers cut their mattresses in half. For nearly three decades, the original mattress factory has believed that building high-quality two-sided mattresses is the right thing to do. Visit us in one of our stores or at originalmattress.com to see how our products are built right and built to last.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, we bought this moderately priced radio ad to tell you we're way more than just a shave club. Dollar, that's right, we also make top shelf shower, oral care, deodorant, colognes, skincare, and more club. Right now, get one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton today. That's right, that's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton.
Hi, I'm Bill Hausman, owner of A1 Sprinkler. Having a partner like Farmers and Merchants Bank means they know me by my name. My loan officer is always eager to help me with any of my banking needs.
Thanks, Bill. Unlike those bigger banks, we understand what it takes for small businesses to succeed. I'm Clint Morton with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we have a cool offer for you. For a limited time, get a free Yeti cooler when you apply for and close a new business loan. Does your bank do that? Farmers and Merchants Bank, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time. McAfee.
The Developmental Disabilities of Clark County Endowment Fund is getting colorful at the Clark County Fairgrounds on Sunday, April 28th. Die Hard 5K is aiming to improve the health and safety of people with developmental disabilities by providing necessary equipment such as ramps and wheelchairs. Visit clarkdd.org for more information. This lively event is for the whole family. Run or walk in the most colorful 5K ever. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
What makes Back to Business IT different? One word, trust. Back to Business IT was founded on the idea that trust and respect is at the center of everything we do. With that as our foundation, we put our clients' needs first and develop technology solutions that support the needs of their business. With experience and custom solutions that you can trust, call the team at Back to Business IT. Peace of mind begins at backtobusinessit.com. Take care of your business. We'll take care of your IT.
With Lee's, homestyle can happen anywhere. Spring for a deal on a famous meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken with our 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Feed your family famously with 10 juicy, honey-dipped, hand-breaded breast strips, two large sides, and five fluffy biscuits. Get a sit-down meal made easy and bring home fresh, famous flavor the whole family will love. With a 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
University of Dayton attracts some of the best talent in the country. At Elk & Elk, we take great pride in our legal talent.
Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO, where our depth is your strength and every client's trust is earned. Elk & Elk, proud partner of the Dayton Flyers.
Go Flyers!
This is Rick Moody, your commercial real estate connection for the Dayton region. For leasing, buying, selling of office, retail, industrial, or warehouse space, contact me at Coldwell Banker Commercial Heritage. This is Rick Moody. I am your place for space.
will be a dry but windy day across the Miami Valley. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds and a few peaks of sunshine later. Temperatures near 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Molly Coates on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for listening to AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO. This is Debt Free for Good. And this week we went through RIFT, which are the four debt assassins that are preventing you from becoming wealthy: risk, interest, fees, and taxes. And before we took the break, we had a caller, John. And John, if you're still listening, Kyle Williams, one of the co-founders, kind of wanted to relay some more information for you.
Well, the first thing is, John, I wanted to congratulate you for actually being aware enough of how debt works and how it can impact your finances to putting that extra $100 a month towards your mortgage. Because as we all know, there's a variety of different places you could spend that $100. And you are right in our wheelhouse of the people that we typically like to sit down and work with, that you are actively trying to get rid of your debt quicker than just the schedule. So congratulations on that. And I know you had mentioned something during your call about your mortgage getting sold multiple times. And the unfortunate part is that just simply happens. I know there's a lot of folks in that boat. So definitely don't feel like you got singled out on that. I know that the last time my wife and I refinanced our mortgage, fortunately, ours only got sold once, but that just does happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is one of the benefits of being out of debt, is not only is anyone that's ever refinanced a mortgage can attest to, that it's handy to buy a house with a fireplace because you're going to need to do something with all of that mail. But at the same time, not having to go, oh, now I'm with this, now I'm with these people, now I have to create a new web login to pay. It's really just really annoying. But yeah, I would like to second that. Congratulations, John. We love working with people like that, that have the presence of mind to actually do what you need to do to get out of debt. And speaking on that to wrap it up, this Thursday at 7 p.m., everyone grab a pen, a crown, a marker, magic marker, whatever you want to do. The phone number is 937-600-6901. That, if you send the word debt to that number, if you text the word debt to that number, we're going to send you a link to where you can register for our free seminar. It's at the Miami Township Library this Thursday at 7. It's going to be fantastic. The address is 2718 Lyons Road, Miami Township. It's right down by Menards, but you'll be able to find all that out from the website. You can also find that out by going to debtfreeforgood.com. Or if you're on Facebook and you'd like a super slick shortcut to get to our Facebook page, which we'd appreciate if you'd liked, go to debtfreeforgood.org, and that will redirect directly to our Facebook page. So if you want our website, debtfreeforgood.com, or our Facebook page, debtfreeforgood.org. If you want to text us, it's 937-600-6901, and I probably just ran your pen out of ink.
Thank you all for listening to Debt Free for Good. We are live on the radio every single Sunday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., where we're teaching you ways to get out of debt, stay out of debt for good. Again, next week at 4 p.m., we will be talking with you all. You are on WHIO, AM 1290, News 95.7. We'll see you all next week.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.